Islam, Islam, the universal religion. Islam, the universal religion.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, Assalatu Wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, Assalatu Wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah, Assalatu Wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Indeed, we have started our program Islam, the universal religion, in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, invoking and receiving the mercies and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is our creator, our sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. Allah wahidu yakta hai, ek khuda bas tanha hai, koi na uska hamta hai, ek hi sabki sunta hai, Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. Maula dil ka zang chura, qalbi nuri paan jila, dil ko kar de aina, jisme chamke ye kalma, haq la ilaha illallah, amanna bi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Chamak se paate hai sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale, barasta nahi dekhkar ab rehmat, badon par bhi barsa de barsane wale. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. Subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, Teri nasl paak mein hai, bacha noor ka, tu hai aane noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. Alhamdulillah, welcome back dear viewers of Madani channel. Yes, it is a brand new and amazing silsila and series called Islam, the Universal Religion. And we are going to be discussing the mercy and the rahmat of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in today's episode and program. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani channel, let us inshallah azawajal listen to the virtues of reciting Durood-e-Pak, thereafter a kalam. Let's listen to this beautiful hadith of the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make this intention that you will now recite lots of durood upon him. You will send lots of salams and salutations upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla after you listen to the blessings of Durood-e-Pak, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith. Allah Azza wa Jalla has appointed an angel at my qabr, at my grave, who listens and hears to all the voices of the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So when any one of you recites durood upon me, this angel shall convey your durood to me along with your father's name by saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so-and-so person who is the son of so-and-so person had sent durood, salams and salutations upon you. Allahu Akbar. So your durood-e-paak is sent to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way, that along with your father's name, your salams are presented in his bargah, in his court. Allahu Akbar. In fact, for those who recite durood, salams and salutations with love and affection, jo muhabbat o aqeedat ke saath durood-e-paak padha karte hain, unke liye sarkar e alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam yu bhi irshad farmate hain, asma'u salata ahli muhabbati, that I listen to the durood of those who send with affection myself. Allahu Akbar. So the durood is not only presented to the Holy Rasul, rather he sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears to their durood. And this is our aqeedah. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَا فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُزَقْ. Allah azza wa jalla has made it forbidden and haram upon the earth to consume and eat the blessed bodies of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. They are alive and Allah azza wa jalla provides rosy and sustenance for them. So if Allah could grant so much of ability and taqat and authority to an angel who does not only hear to your durood but also recognizes your father, if this is the power granted to an angel, then what do you think will be the level of power of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What shall be his excellence? What shall be his status in the bargah of Allah azza wa jalla? It is beyond imagination. All we can say is, Kaun deta hai dene ko mooh chahiye, dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi. Khalq se auliya, auliya se rasul, aur rasulon se aala hamara nabi. Kya khabar kitne tare khile chup gaye, par na doobe na dooba hamara nabi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it's now time to listen to a beautiful kalam in Nafi, inshallah azza wa jalla. And we have a special kalam, which is also a farmaish from our brothers, inshallah. And this kalam that's going to be played will be a bayaban-e-arab. Teri baharon ko salam. Ye bada pyara kalam hai, inshallah. Isse sunne ke saadat hasil karte hain. We shall increase our love and affection for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we do return, yes, we are speaking about the mercy of the most merciful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Teri baharon ko salam. Teri
salam, ae bayabani
جگمگاتے گنبد خضرا پہ ہو رحمت مدام، جگمگاتے گنبد خضرا پہ ہو رحمت مدام، مسجد نبوی کی نورانی مناروں کو سلام، مسجد نبوی کے نورانی مناروں کو سلام، اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام، تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے پاکیزہ بہاروں کو سلام، اے بیابان عرب
منبروں
گنبد کے مکی کو دونوں پیاروں کو سلام، سبز گنبد کے مکی کو دونوں پیاروں کو سلام،
اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام،
سیدی حمزہ گور جملہ شہیدان احد، سیدی حمزہ گور جملہ شہیدان احد، کو بھی اور سب غازیوں کو شاہ سواروں کو سلام، کو بھی اور سب غازیوں کو شاہ سواروں کو سلام،
اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام، تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے
جس جگہ پر آ کے سوئے ہیں صحابہ دس ہزار، جس جگہ پر آ کے سوئے ہیں صحابہ دس ہزار، اس بقیے پاک کے سارے مزاروں کو سلام، اس بقیے پاک کے سارے مزاروں کو سلام،
اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام، تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے پاکیزہ بہاروں کو سلام، اے بیابان عرب
غسل کعبہ کس قدر پر کیف ہے، غسل کعبہ کا بھی منظر کس قدر پر کیف ہے، چھوم کر کہتا ہے عطا ان نظاروں کو سلام، چھوم کر کہتا ہے عطا ان نظاروں کو سلام،
اے
ماشاءاللہ 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 کیا بات ہے اے بیان بان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام سبحان اللہ کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. May Allah عز و جل take us all to the beautiful city of مکہ المکرمہ and مدینہ المنورہ زادہ اللہ شرفا و تعظیما. May we be honored and blessed to visit these holy cities, dear viewers of Madani Channel. وہ کتنے خوش نصیب انسان ہیں جو اس وقت وہاں ہوں گے. انشاءاللہ ہماری بھی باری آئے گی. Just continue making this dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and your turn will surely come. نہ کہیں سے دور ہے منزل نہ کوئی قریب کی بات ہے جسے چاہا ہے اس کو نواز دے یہ درے حبیب کی بات ہے. It is upon the demand and command and call of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he calls for you, your turn will surely come. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speaking about the most merciful Allah Azza wa Jal, there is no doubt. In the Holy Quran Pak, He Himself at several places have mentioned, is there anyone that can forgive sins? Who else can forgive sins besides Allah Azza wa Jalla? In one verse He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. For verily Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who forgives the most amount of sins. The one who forgives all sins. تَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. All the sins shall be pardoned. Allahu Akbar. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, the condition is that we should not despair from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah's rahmat and mercy, which we have discussed before in the previous silsilas, is so vast, dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we want to highlight a few aspects about the rahmat and the mercy of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if one understands the level of Allah's rahmat and mercy, he will surely have a glimpse and little understanding into the mercy of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Allah azza wa jalla, as being Rabbul Alameen, the one who has created this mankind and universe, He has sent His most beloved Habib as Rahmatul Lil Alameen. When He has sanctioned that by revealing this verse in the Holy Quran Pak by saying, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Oh my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you but as mercy, but as rahmah. Allahu Akbar. This, as we all know, does not include only those who are humans. Rather, everything that's in this universe, be it human beings, jinn, angels, animals, everything are included. Those who walk upon the earth and those animals that are in the ocean. Everything that has been created by Allah Azza wa Jalla, for that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen. He is most merciful. In one verse of the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Indeed, there has come to you a messenger from among you. Allahu Akbar. You are falling into hardship. Aggrieves him a lot. You are falling into any sort of difficulty, causes taklif and pain to him. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Most concerned for your well-being. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. And as far as for the Muslims are concerned, he is most compassionate, most merciful. Allahu Akbar. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, understand the rahmat, the mercy of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much or how loving and compassionate he is towards his ummatis. It can be understood from this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. That Allah Azza wa Jalla says that your falling into difficulty and hardship causes taklif and pain to him. In other words, that whenever any problem, calamity, anything affects us, at the same time it also affects the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because there is a very deep connection with the follower, which is the ummati, and the Rasul, who is the Nabi. Allahu Akbar. There is a deep connection. And this connection is so deep, dear viewers, ki aaj tak, from the time this universe is into existence, no mother in the world could have given so much of love to her children, to her daughter, as compared to the love of the Holy Rasul for his ummatis and followers. No father in the world could love his son and awlad and children like the Holy Rasul loves his ummatis and followers. And trust me, there is no ill feeling whatsoever. There is no race involved here. Allahu Akbar. Even a person's color and creed is not seen, dear viewers of Madani Channel. He is rahmatul lil alameen to such an extent that subhanallah, even the sinners who are presented in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is merciful towards them. Look at his affection. Look at his love and concern for his ummatis and followers. And the benefit of this is seen, of course, every Rasul and every Nabi that came before the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they have been blessed with marvelous miracles. And these abilities and miracles that were granted to various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam before the arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam is indeed haq. These levels and statuses have been granted to one Nabi upon the other as per the teachings of the Quran. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْدَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْدٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَفَعَ بَعْدَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ. There are different stages and levels amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. From amongst them, some are those who converse with Allah azza wa jalla. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's title is Kalimullah. He spoke to Allah azza wa jalla. And from amongst them is our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who did not only speak to Allah, but he was called for Mi'raj and he saw Allah azza wa jalla. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the point I want to make to you is that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uniqueness and speciality is this, that not only he is the best from amongst all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but rather even his ummah and nation and followers have been favored to the extent that Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned the quality of this ummatis even in the Holy Quran Pak when he has said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Being the followers, being the disciples, being the ummatis of such a great Nabi brings this to you, that subhanallah, Allah azza wa jalla says to us that you are indeed the best of all nations that ever emerged from the face and surface of this earth. Why? What has made you so unique? Firstly, it is nisbat and connection with Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, the ayat and the verse says, Amrun bil ma'roof, that we fulfill the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jalla of Amrun bil ma'roof, calling people towards righteousness and forbidding people from evil. Hi, hi, hi. These are the qualities mentioned in this verse of the whole Quran Pak, dear viewers, which makes us unique. That you become the best of all nations that ever emerge on the face of this earth simply because you are the ummatis and followers of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From various aspects and connections, dear viewers, rahmat of the Holy Rasul is there. The question is, how connected are we? And how much have we received this share of rahmat and mercy? Even animals are taking. Other humans are taking. The angels are benefiting from the rahmat of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Are we as ummatis and followers receiving, and besides receiving, are we benefiting from this rahmat of the Holy Rasul to the extent that we see the difference within our lives? Are we grasping onto the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Are we holding fast onto the teachings of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Are we fulfilling the commandments of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which he has given to us, which he has taught us? Are we implementing those characteristics in our lives which he had demonstrated during his lifetime through his Mubarak akhlaq and his actions? Of course, dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are the things which we need to focus upon, which rotates around our lives daily, on a daily basis. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is so merciful even towards animals, which is a proven fact from the Quran and Hadith. But the month of Qurbani comes. Maybe Allah azza wa jalla has made you the malik and owner of some animals, whereas you pet them. You are the owner for them, you have purchased them, you bought them, or you pet animals. Are we merciful towards animals? And if a person can learn to be merciful towards animals during the month of Qurbani, then surely he would also learn to have mercy towards insan and humans. It's common sense. If you could feel pity and sorry upon even an ant that you would not like to cause any trouble to unknowingly, then why would you knowingly like to cause false and harm and pain to insan who are human beings? Subhanallah. It is a common fact that we all know that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling, a Bedouin who had captured an animal. The deer complains in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Bedouin, this Arabi captured me. However, my little children are hungry in the wilds, in the jungles, in the forest. If you could release me, perhaps I could go and give my milk to them. Otherwise, my udders are becoming harder. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a promise from this deer. This deer, as it promised, and said, Ya Rasulullah, I promise to return back. Upon the request of the deer, the Holy Rasul freed this deer, allowed it to go in the wilds. After some time, the owner, the capturer, the hunter, this Bedouin got to learn about this. And then, subhanallah, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that, why are you panicking? Why do you panic? And why are you so concerned about the animal that you have caught when I have said to you that she will return? And within no time, as the Prophet of Allah was talking to this Bedouin, an Arabi, and he said, turn around and see what's happening. And then when he turns around, he sees that the deer is coming along with his children, as per the promise it made to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You would find this in Nuzhatul Majalis, in Madarijun Nabuwa, in many other books, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, as well, has documented this in his daftar, famous Masnavi Sharif, subhanallah. And he says that then the deer came and thanked the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this Bedouin saw this miracle, he then said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would love to give this to you. I give this to you as a tuhfa. Today I am so happy that I gift you this deer. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the deer as a gift and he freed the deer. Allahu Akbar. When this deer was freed and released by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was running into the jungles, into the wilds. It was saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allahu Akbar. Example, dear viewers, animals coming and complaining about their problems and complaining about their masters, ill-treating them, bees coming in the court, even birds coming and complaining, bringing different faryad and their hopes and wishes in the court of the Holy Rasul. Why? Because he is a solver for all the problems. He is a remover for all issues and problems. The question is, are we presenting our plea in the court of the Master, the one who listens to all the pleas, the one who listens and hears to your problems, and he does not only listen to it, but rather Allah has made him such a mukhtar that he solves the problems as well. Therefore, animals would go to his bargah and take in different complaints. If the animal used to bite somebody, the Holy Rasul used to warn the animal not to harm that person anymore. If the animal was overloaded by the owner, then the animal would complain and the Holy Rasul would warn the owner never to hurt the animal ever again. As the poet says so beautifully, Human ne utne chidiyon ne ki yehi faryaad. Human ne utne chidiyon ne ki yehi faryaad. Ke unke gham kam dawa huzur jaante hain, ke unke hum kam dawa huzur jaante hain. When huzur understands the gham and the pain of the animals, to apni ummati musalman chahne wale sunnato par amal karne walon ki faryad ko kyun nahi sunenge? Such a deep connection, such a deep ta'alluq. And this connection does not only last till we are alive, it lasts even till the grave and even on the day of mahshar. Allahu Akbar. Do you know the Holy Rasul lifts his hand and makes dua for his followers who lifted his hands and cried in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jalla sends Jibreel alayhi salam. O Jibreel, go to the earth and ask my beloved as to what has caused him immense pain. Allahu Akbar. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam descends onto this earth and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has caused you this pain that you have cried so much? The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rabbi habli ummati. It is my ummah. My ummah. He always cried for his ummah, most concerned for the well-being of his ummah. And he cried again. Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam went back in the court of Allah and said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, he is crying for his ummah. He is concerned about the sinning of his ummah. He is concerned about the mischief of his ummah. The Holy Rasul is concerned about his ummah is being tormented on the day of judgment. Oh Jibril, go and tell my Habib, go and say to my beloved Habib that I will grant him so much that he will be satisfied. This is the summary of the ayah. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. When Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam brings this ayah and verse to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which of course is a means of sukoon and tranquility and satisfaction, Allahu Akbar. But the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard this verse and then said, Oh Jibril, listen, if this is the divine promise of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless me and continue blessing me until I will not be happy and satisfied, then listen, oh Jibril, that I, Muhammad, would never be satisfied and happy until my last ummati is not taken out of Jahannam and admitted into Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Jab tak mere aakhri ummati ko Jahannam se na nikala jaye, tab tak main khush nahi rahunga. Until then, I would not be satisfied and I would not be happy. This is the divine promise of Allah that He will bless me and grant me so much that I will become happy. Then I will only be happy until my last ummati is not taken out of Jahannam and admitted into Jannah. This is the connection, dear viewers, when the Holy Rasul cries for us in the cave for three days. When the Holy Rasul ties stones on his stomach, remains hungry, experiences poverty and starvation for several days for the upliftment, for the tarbiyat, for the training of his ummatis, then what type of ummatis are we that we are in the month of Ramadan, but we do not know how to follow the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? We do not fulfill the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he loves you to this extent, Allahu Akbar, we have no reason to not follow his teachings and his sunnahs, dear viewers. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we have come to the end of today's episode and program, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. And we want to end with this, as the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, La yarhamullahu man la yarhamun nas. The one who does not show mercy unto people, he would not receive mercy from the Creator Allah Azza wa Jalla. So let us become merciful towards our parents. Let us become merciful towards our asatizah and teachers. Let us become humble and merciful towards those that we associate with on a daily basis, and you shall see the blessings and rahmah, dear viewers. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you and I in both worlds. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, please remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam. Islam, the universal religion. Islam, the universal religion.